Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Back to teachers, back to friends, memories that never end. Back to learning, back to sharing. Back with all my school supplies, the very best before your eyes. Make it happen, make it cool.
Republic back to school.
Parents, let's get them everything for back to school with Republic Bank. Teachers, we got you covered too with special deals. Let's make back to school happen today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Kabita visited Kimaldin Rehab, and he said that after rehab, he wanted to form a youth group and share his experience. Denzel and Kabita had lunch together, and he agreed with her decision to break up with Jonathan. Alonzo and Brian witnessed abuse of women at a bar in spite of police presence. It was only when the situation became very violent that the police reacted. Right now, Shelley is on the phone with Benicia.
Good afternoon to all our members and our listeners.
He just left, Shelley. Just a few more things to pack.
All right, good. Hurry up and come out to there, Benicia. Hopefully the man don't come back there.
He doesn't usually come back until late afternoon or night. Only a few times he would come back before.
Okay, well, we hope today's not one of them times. All right, pack up your things. I can stay on the phone with you until you're done and you're out today.
Sí, gracias, Shelley. And I can't thank the people at the NGO National Coordinating Coalition, Alonso and Deborah, enough for encouraging me and helping me find a safe space.
All right, don't worry about Aldo right now. You could thank Aldo when you're safe somewhere away from there.
He will be so mad if he comes home and find I'm not here.
Man like Julius is supposed to go home on. From the time you can't keep your hand to yourself, you shouldn't expect to have a woman. I wish all women could stand up for themselves against these abusive men.
Sometimes you feel so helpless.
How many years are it? Women stay with abusive partners for different reasons. For children, finance, fear, love. But where does it end? Women really need to start taking advantage of the help that is available. NGOs like NCC, National Coordinating Coalition, whatever help there is, women need to take it. Too many losers like Julius taking advantage of women and getting away with it.
And worse when you're a migrant, because the police don't want to take our reports.
All the dog and fix you, don't worry about them. The police ain't supposed to discriminate when it comes to acting on reports of abuse, especially when it's a serious issue like gender-based violence.
Sisi, I am glad I was able to make the report about my sister, and they have promised to look into it.
Good. Migrants need more allies because too much advantage taken. Anyways, you hurry up out of there before the man come back.
Yes, Shelley, yeah.
Benicia, I pray to God that you don't go back to this man, you know.
Oh no, Shelley. I will never come back.
Good.
He was so nice to me when we met, but then he became a monster.
This is the thing with enough of them. That is where this man for the pop until the true colors start showing. I can't stand abusive men. I can't stand them.
It's the same way the one was doing to my Carmen. I keep praying we find her soon and he didn't kill her.
We gotta find her. But we gotta make sure you save force.
Si.
Tuck your things quick, Nabonicia. The sooner you're out of there, the better for you.
Yeah, I'm packing as fast as I can.
And Benicia, this time when you get back on your foot, I hope God send you a good man.
I prefer to be by myself for a long time.
This must be torn you from Guyanese men, eh?
I know they are not all the same. I have friends who are with Guyanese men who treat them well.
Well, of course you're gonna find them. But the abusive men sometimes give all men a bad name.
Eso es cierto.
So Alonso seems to have made a lot of changes to his life. Jayla could really reform me.
Si, he's really, really different. I'm grateful for everything he's doing for me.
You think it's genuine though?
I think so.
I know it's God tell me for turn back here today.
Julius?
Oh gosh, no!
What are you doing? Backing up for left me? Is that?
Benicia!
I was just going to go by my family for a few days.
Whoa! You didn't think your mom should know?
I was going to tell you.
When? When you planning on telling me, Benicia?
Benicia! Benicia, run out!
Lo lamento! Lo lamento, por favor! Por
favor. Sorry, eh? You're sorry? After everything I've done for you, this is the payment I get? Are you a woman ungrateful?
Por favor. Por favor.
Imagine, I'm working hard for my youth. I never even treated Guyanese woman so nice. Never mind that this guy manners you every now and again. You're like past me.
Por favor, Julius. Por favor, don't hurt me.
I ain't gonna hurt you. I ain't gonna manners you. Come here. Are you ungrateful?
No.
I don't work hard for you. Everything I do, I try for my youth. Working hard for taking care of you.
Eunice, thank you so much for meeting with me. I really appreciate your time.
Don't worry about it, Kavita. I'm always available to help with whatever.
Okay.
So, what's going on?
Well, I don't know if you know, but my brother Kemal is in rehab.
Okay.
The drug use really got out of control and he said he was ready and so far, so good.
I'm glad. When people are addicted to drugs, it's better when they say they are ready for rehab. Often when you force them, it don't work.
I went to see him the other day and he said he wants us to start a youth group.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He wants to share his experience with other young people about the dangers of drugs.
Kavita, we need that in Murundoy. The number of young people indulging in drug use is alarming.
Most of them think it's cool to pop pills, smoke and whatever else. But nobody thinks about the dangers.
Just imagine that we even have children who are going to school taking drugs. That is so sad.
Kemal started in school.
You see that?
As young people, we get influenced in so many ways. By our peers, what we see on TV, social media, music. It's so much.
That's why young people need guidance. Parents, relatives, teachers, role models need to constantly have conversations with young people. Checking up on what's going on in their lives.
And that is why Kemal and I thought you would be a good resource person to help us with this group. We know about your experience with being HIV positive.
Okay, sure.
And there is a link between drugs and HIV, and many people don't even know about that.
You are so right about that, Kavita. Drugs can cloud your judgment and cause you to engage in unsafe behaviors.
Risky sex, risky drug practices like using needles.
And you're not only at risk for HIV, but hepatitis C as well.
So, Eunice, will you help us? I have seen what drug use did to Kemal and it wasn't pretty. We want to prevent other young people from going down that same path.
I am willing to help in any way that I can. I mean, I'm pregnant now, but...
You are? Congratulations!
I'm so excited! But pregnancy is not a disability and I want to stay as active as I can. So yes, I'm in!
Great! Thank you so much, Eunice.
It's a pleasure, Kavita. Matter of fact, I see it as a duty to help young people. Prevent them from making mistakes that could mess up the rest of their lives. So, when are you planning to start?
Kemal gets out of rehab soon. So when he does. But in the meantime, I'm starting to put things together.
It's great that the two of you want to do something to help young people like yourself. Believe you me, we need these sort of interventions all over this country. It would save so many young people's lives.
I used to be afraid for my brother. I was so happy when he decided to get help.
Kavita?
Oh no.
Hey, I was driving by and I saw you sitting here. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Johnson, I'm having a meeting and I would appreciate it if you leave me alone.
I can't get you on the phone. You blocked me?
Yes, I blocked you.
Is he bothering you, Kavita?
I don't want to speak to him, Unique.
All I'm asking is for a minute of your time, Kavita. Please. Please, I miss you so much. I can't eat, I can't sleep. What I did to you was messed up and stupid, I know. But I promise I'll spend the rest of my life trying to make it up to you.
I don't care. Now leave me alone. We are finished. Get that through your thick skull.
Kavita.
Johnson, you're a pest. Leave me alone.
Kavita?
Young man, I think you should leave. Kavita doesn't want to talk to you.
Please, baby, please.
Ugh! He just won't leave me alone.
Can you please just go?
Okay. I'm sorry for interrupting a meeting. Bye.
Boyfriend?
Ex. Oh. I caught him cheating on me for the second time, and he expects me to give him another chance. I'm sorry. Nobody's going to put my sexual health at risk.
You're right. Stand your ground. Sorry. I gotta take this.
It's okay.
Hi. Divine? You're in labor? Yes? Oh, okay. I'm gonna see how fast I can get to the hospital. Yeah, bye. My friend is in labor.
Oh, Miss Divine. That's great.
I have to run, but like I said, I'm 100% supportive of your idea.
Okay.
We'll be in touch, okay?
Cool.
You sure you're okay being here alone?
Yeah, man. I'm just gonna call Daddy to come get me. Bye. Let me call Daddy.
Kavita?
Johnson, which part of leave me alone you don't understand?
I'm miserable without you.
As you can see, I am not miserable without you. Now leave me alone or I'm going to tell Daddy you're bothering me.
Okay. Sorry for bothering.
Shay!
Ignatius.
What happened?
Ignatius!
Okay, baby. What happened?
It's Benicia.
What happened? She okay?
I don't know. Oh gosh, Ignatius, I don't know.
What happened?
I was on the phone, Chia. And then the man come home. And she was packing. And
what?
And then he started to beat you, Ignatius.
What?
Ignatius, I was on the phone the whole time. The whole time. I hear everything. Oh, Benicia's screaming. Oh, God. I'm screaming, you dog.
They're sick, man. They're sick.
When he was done, he was just silent. I kept calling, but she had the phone just shut up. And since then, me hears nothing.
These men that beat him, women really gotta get themselves together. It's too much abuse in this country, man. They're beating Guyanese women, the migrants, all kind of women. What is wrong with some of us men?
Oh, Ignatius, is like he beat me too. I hear everything. Everything.
Shelly, you realize you're doing a lot. You're helping Benicio, helping with the TB awareness program in Morondai. One person can't do everything.
God, I know. Benicio's a foreign in this country, an advantage taking punchy enough other migrants. Men beating them, killing them, making them work and not paying them. The police taking away the documents, not taking the reports, threatening to deport them. All kind of advantage going on in these regions, especially 1, 7 and 8. And if we don't help these people, what kind of people we could call ourselves, eh?
I understand you want help. But you're going to need to take some time off for yourself.
I can't think about anything else until I know that Benicia is okay. She could be lying dead right now. The way he beat you, oh, Ignatius.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay.
No woman should have to go through them things. Oh, man. When it gonna end? When these abusive men gonna stop?
They are still good men. We have to do our part. This is not a woman's fight alone. Men got to get involved.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murondoy.